New Millennium Audio presents
A Woman of Independent Means by Elizabeth Forsyth Haley. December 10, 1899, Honey Grove, Texas. To Robert Steed from Elizabeth Alcott. Dear Rob, I just asked Miss Appleton to put us on the same team for the spelling bee, since we're the only two people in the fourth grade who can spell perspicacious. Our team is sure to win. Can you come over after school? The gardener is clearing the hollyhock bed, so there will be more room to play tag. It was my idea. Dear Rob, happy new century. I wish I could live to see a new millennium. If you don't know what that means, I'll tell you after school. Can you come over today? I'll show you everything I got for Christmas. I got everything I asked for. But I always do. February 8, 1906. Dear Rob, this has been the longest winter of my life. I wish my parents would let you come to my room when you bring my schoolwork, but everyone knows tuberculosis is contagious. I am sad to think you will be a grade ahead of me in September. I am just 15, and I've already lost a year of my life. Somehow I will make up for it, and then I will never lose another day. May 1st, 1909. Mary Baldwin College, Stanton, Virginia. Dear Rob, Mary Baldwin has been fine, but I've had enough college. Next month I'm coming home to stay.